2 o'clock. Broadcasting from the tippy top of Humboldt State University since 1960. This is KHSU and KHSU HD 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG 89.9 Garberville. I'm Gus Mozart, or as Vinnie Devaney had called me for a long time. Well, I went by the name of Mo Gutzart for a brief period of time. I don't remember, sometime in the 80s, doing an alternative rock show. And for the last number of years, I can't even remember exactly how long, Greg had always called me Mo. I don't really remember the last time he called me by my actual name. Didn't call me Gus, called me Mo. He seemed to prefer that, and I was fine with that. Today I'm going to pay tribute to my dear friend, long on the airwaves here at KHSU. I don't remember exactly when he started. He said he had actually done shows before I got here in 1977, like in 76 or something like that. And there were periods of time where he wasn't doing radio on KHSU, world travels, family, various reasons. He would drop out for a little bit, and then he would come back. And but he did this, the latest iteration of his show was called Fogu, of course. He once did the No Age show. He was called the Disciple of Disorder. He was various things over the years. But Fogu was the last version of this very unique, possibly one of the most unique radio programs I've ever heard anywhere. And we were fortunate enough to experience it here on the North Coast, and now around the world. So to all of you listening, wherever you might be, welcome, greetings. I had hoped that when I did this show, Greg, Vinny, would still be here to possibly have it seep into his senses as he lay shutting down. But he left us yesterday, middle of the afternoon, and now he's gone to the stars. So I'm not going to talk anymore. On my show, The Music Box, next Monday night, I'll be doing a tribute to him as well. But today, it's all Greg. It's all Vinny. And a couple of special guests. These segments that you hear are from various shows pulled together and selected for your listening pleasure. A variety of different things, as he liked. Always eclectic, always surprising, sometimes maybe annoying, but always thought-provoking and different. So, enjoy all this. I love you, Vinny. Thank you.
fun.
Obsolescence isn't just the recent invention of automobile and appliance manufacturers, toys. It's been around for a long time. Manufacturers, for thousands of years, have known that they can't afford to make something so well that it won't wear out and break eventually. It's simply bad business. And those who don't appreciate this have often found out soon enough. And sometimes it's the hard way. This is a fun example from the reign of Tiberius. The time is about 34 Anno Domini. The Roman Empire and its citizens are enjoying prosperity, growth, and influence greater than any that has been known in the world up to this time. Manufacturers and merchants become very wealthy. Trade flourishes. The king of distant Ceylon boasts that he has a complete collection of Roman coins. The last thing Rome needs is a wrench, which was not yet invented, to be thrown into this well-oiled mercantile machinery. A common artisan, a glass blower by trade, seeks an audience with Tiberius. Normally, the emperor is too busy and important a man to bother with a mere tradesman. But this fellow intrigues him. He says he's found a way to blow unbreakable glass. And Tiberius has heard from a reliable source that this is indeed so. The emperor must see this wonderful thing for himself, and the appointment is made. The artisan brings the emperor a sample of his wares, which Tiberius duly examines. The goblets and the cups are indeed glass, thin-walled and well-made. After this inspection, the glassblower takes a few of the pieces and smashes them onto the tile floor and stone walls of the chamber. None of them shatter. He invites Tiberius to do the same so he won't be suspected of tricking. Tiberius hurls glasses, goblets, and flasks everywhere, and some dent, but not one breaks. The glassblower then retrieves them and hammers out the dents with a mallet as if they had been made of tin or bronze. Tiberius, of course, is astonished, and the inventor muses silently on his rich and leisurely future. Tiberius asks the craftsman if any other people know how to make glass like this. No, he replies. He is the only one. The emperor calls in his guards and orders that the man be beheaded immediately. The process has never been duplicated. Planned obsolescence is really just another word for progress. I'm Vinny Devaney. The show is Fogu. And you're listening to KHSU FM 90.5 Arcata and KHSR FM 91.9 Crescent City Brookings, broadcasting from high atop Humboldt State University. about the strongest adhesive in the world is that manufactured by the barnacle to glue itself onto rocks. It only takes 3/10,000ths of an inch of this stuff to create a holding power of 3 tons per square inch. It can be chilled to nearly 0 degrees and will not crack, and it's resistant to most solvents known to people on Earth. I had a request for a tune about Lon Chaney. There's actually not very many songs written about Lon Chaney, but here's one.
book right here, and it... Okay. Did you know that if you dream about perfumed hair, dreams of perfumed hair can be connected to arrogance or vanity? And if you dream about a purple pen may signify that you need to be more truthful in your communication.
That's really interesting. And you came up with these yourself. Well, I mean, from your secret source. But
no.
these are what dreams signify.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's fun. Should we give some tickets away?
Okay. Dad, the music's too loud.
The music's not too loud. It's just too loud in your headphones. If you turn down your headphones, it wouldn't be too loud.
Okay.
Turn them down. Otherwise, you can't hear it. Just turn it down. The other way. Thank you. Should be a fun show. Call me, 826-4805, and win two tickets to go to this very show. Neela, do you have a question?
Yeah. Okay. So this is a riddle, and call up if you know it. 32 white horses upon a red hill. First they chomp, then they stomp, and then they stand still. What are they? And it really does not have anything to do with horses. It's just...
Well, don't give anything away. Let them decide that.
Okay.
Oops, they hung up. 826-4805. It's funny. All the phones just lit up, and then they stopped.
826. 32 horses upon a red hill. First they chomp, then they stomp, and then they stand still.
Let's try another one.
You can just call up and guess.
Hello,
randomly.
KHSU. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I'm on the air. The answer is teeth.
Teeth? Yeah, they were teeth.
Yeah.
Yay, you won. That was quick.
See, these, yeah. Well, you know, that. Yes, thank you. Okay, the ticket given away should be a great show. Congratulations. It's a lot easier than my question that I would have asked. Here's another New Yorker tune.
Different and so new, was like any other, until I met you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. I could see it by the look in your eyes. Sweeter than wine, softer than a summer's night. Everything I wanna have whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Dance with me, hey baby. Why won't you dance with me? This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I met you. And it happened. You know, it took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine. Ooh, softer than a summer's night. Everything I want, I have. whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment.
First ladies in the United States in the 19th century didn't command, of course, the attention of the public eye as they do today. And as far as Miss Franklin Pierce was concerned, it was probably just as well. Jane Appleton Pierce was a religious fanatic who delivered three sons, all of whom died before reaching maturity. This caused Jane's Pierce already shaky psyche and shaky marriage to fall apart irretrievably. While she lived in the White House, Miss Pierce sequestered herself from the other inhabitants and their hangers-on. Invariably, she wore black and spent a good part of each day writing letters to her dead children. I have up here, since school is out, some experts on things that be concerned like that. Can you please introduce yourself? You first.
I'm Mila.
And I'm Nayeli.
And what's your last names?
Devaney.
And you're listening to KHSU FM 90.5 Arcata and KHSR FM 91.9 Crescent City Brookings. And they've promised to be professional today and not scream willy-nilly. And oh, we do have some willy Nelson coming up. Neela, will you please read the first info?
Support comes from the Red Radish.
Into the microphone, please.
Support comes from the Red Radish, serving breakfast and lunch Wednesdays through Sunday, located in Blue Lick at 1st and H Streets. The Red Radish features Sunday morning brunch, fresh vegetarian food, espresso, internet access, and occasional evening and musical theatrical events.
And you were going to do your shout-out to your friends down south? Lose.
You always say
that. That's
that.
Just something you do. What are you going to say? Say hi to them at least.
Hi.
To who? Mention their name.
I don't know.
Max.
Max and Henry.
Max and Henry. Narrowly, do you have something you need to say? The Volkswagen? The VW?
Yeah. Support for Fogu comes from Vinatura Winery, featuring locally grown, handcrafted organic wines, using the whole fruit and nothing but the fruit. Vinatura Winery of Arcata.
Thank you very much. What are you going to do with your on your Thanksgiving vacation? You going to do anything exciting, Neela?
No.
How about you, Narrowly?
Oh, yeah. On Friday, we're going to go to Heard Family Farms and get our Christmas decorations.
You don't think that's too early to do? I mean, that's just right after Thanksgiving.
No, we're going to do it because that's what
that's
Mom
our
said.
Ritual.
Oh.
That's our tradition.
And then we might do it on Saturday, but we're probably going to do it on Friday. But
we
always put our ornaments.
And then we get our own little Christmas tree in our room.
Yeah, because we take the little branch and we put it in our little Christmas tree holder that we always have in our room. So
you have a lot of rituals that you do every year, and you look forward to them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. Well, that's great.
Oh, and we have these special ornaments to put on our own little tree.
Yeah, they're like minuscule.
Small?
Yeah. Minuscule.
What size? Like groovy?
Like this small.
That's small. Thank you.
Centimeter small. No, not centimeter. Maybe a little bigger than centimeter. But like your sand.
And
they're wood.
Inch.
They're wood.
Yeah, they're
wood.
Like little wood painted thingies. And I would like, say an
inch. They're the only kind we put on our own little Christmas tree.
Yeah, because all the big one needs all the special ones. Like my golden stuff's angel. And Neil's ballerina.
Phony kind of lover. My instincts tell me to crash. You've got soap emissions and you know how to use them. I somehow think this won't last, so I'm moving south. Little demons telling me that life is a gas. Your deconstruction, a euphemism, nothing. A Motown gives it a blast. So I'm moving south. A lawyer, and my life is sinking at best. I called my brother, he said I've just become a moaner who lives in the past. You got a vision, some funky little isms telling me that life is a gas. Your misconception is a pitiful expression. It's something I'll never possess.
Perhaps the only man who never laid eyes on a woman was a fellow named Mahalio Toltolos. His mother died when he was born, and the next day he was taken to the Monks' Republic on Mount Athos, a peninsula which is part of Greece, but which is governed by a committee of representatives from 20 Greek Orthodox monasteries. Under a constitution dating from 1045 AD, no females of any species are allowed in the domain. Although hens and female cats have occasionally been allowed in recent years. Toltolos grew up there, took orders there, and died there in March 26, 1938, having never seen a human female. I'm Vinny Devaney. The show is Fogu, and you're listening to KHSU PM. Here's a little ditty concerning the Arcata Bottoms. This band was supposed to play last week, the Hydropods, but they didn't, for reasons we won't go into.
Initiation. Life in the bottoms. Bird life. Occasional cars in the eventual truck. Joggers, bikes. Ribbon roads ripe for tsunami. I can see Arcata's panties from here, and cows in green pastures for miles, the bovine chew and chaw gossiping, rip, rip, ripping turf into constant mouths, rip, ripping to the quick, even at 4 a.m. In summer, smirks Delilah, it stinks. Cows licking nose and blowing snot on eager starlings. Owls overhead scratching the sky with awful shrieks. Cows scratching itchy eyes on barbed wire. Dogs off somewhere yapping at every mouse and imagined gopher. Church bells ringing a little too creatively lately. I keep seeing this little fox. Yesterday, a camo-wearing convoy, 14 men in 5-beater pickups, pull up between the barns, slaughter 6 full-grown hogs. 14 men in 13 caps and a bald guy scratching his head with bloody keys. Young boys, too. Initiation. Belt knives and machetes, blood flooding mud. Miserable mist descends upon their secret hog slaughtering orgy. Right here in the Arcata Bottoms. But where else are they gonna do it? On the plaza? Hose down the boys, Jim. They're covered in guts. Fence post vultures applaud as whole dressed hogs are tossed into trucks. Pink and plump, rotund, and one corpse in particular too closely resembles a fat, skinned, corn-fed housewife. Quick, into the truck! Men and boys ride in back, surrounding carcass, making sure Big Mama doesn't slide on the way back home. Vulture flies off with string of pearls. In summer, Delilah laughs, it stinks even worse.
Hi, Mr. Felbus. Director Schwartz's office. We're calling back to give you the date of the test. Can you give us a call at 758-0390? We'll let you know the day. Thank you.
Yeah, Sam. Just me. I was wondering how you been. I don't need to use the table sauna. But I was just wondering how you been. We settled on our insurance. I'll talk to you later. Give me a call if you want to. Okay, bye-bye.
This is Bob Nelson at Bethesda Christian Church. And I was wondering how your mother and father are doing. And I didn't have a way of contacting them. The number here at church is 264-2300. Bob Nelson, if you could give me a call, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, George. When you you get home, just give me a call over here, will you? Goodbye now. Hello, George, in the city. When you get time to come on over, or give me a call, we'll go and have a cup of coffee. Well, I'll see you, George. Bye now.
Hello, this is Sandy. You can pick up some money at my father's house tomorrow after 2 o'clock. If I see you there before 2 o'clock, you won't get it. Later. Bye. Your little game is up, George. I'd watch your step now. And I'm telling you, the next time I catch you following me, your dad or your New Yorker, you will stay clear of Fulville and of me. And if I get a hold of you today, George, you're going to regret it.
Give me a call later on if you can. Okay, George? I'll see you. Bye-bye. Albert Einstein once said, "Dancers are the athletes of God." Who am I to argue with Albert Einstein?
c'è chi la fe,
perché quella di
chi te cuce,
e non c'è tamo,
andate lì,
innimariamo,
che a pierdo mur,
orgogliavamo,
siamo a sicù,
o pingiavamo,
ci mi ha gassi,
e cai le fate,
ci beu a bă,
și
când la fe,
e cu tabi,
când te cuce,
e nu ce tamă,
am dat de ei,
îmi măreamă,
te-a pierdut cu,
oricum și-a oamă,
treaba și cu,
oricum i-a oamă,
și mi-a găsit,
e toleana mă,
când îmi pute,
e ca ai de pagă,
și pe o apă, și când la fe,
e cu tabi,
când te cuce,
e nu ce tamă,
am dat de ei,
medieval Europe. Sweet basil was thought by some to have bizarre effects on people. An Italian gentleman named Hilarius once swore that a scorpion had been bred in the brain of one of his friends who had inhaled the herb. Got a request for, well, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Hopefully this will suffice. Joy Division.
Where your tenable heart and ambitions are alone, and his center was right, but emotions haunt growth, and a center arise, take a different road, then love. Diamond fed fruit, heavy feeling rolls
we're up here celebrating Bangladesh Independence Day, Mo Gutsart finally did come up, and he promised that he's not going to tell me. He brought the single actually up, and he's queued it up. It's sitting there with its little needle there. He brought up it's a picture sleeve George Harrison disc. Pakistan in a shift. Oh, it's an actual newspaper clipping of what was happening. When was this? 1971. India's position is wait and see on recognition of Bangladesh. It's always hard to recognize a country. What are you going to say on the street if you don't recognize a country? Formerly, it was East Pakistan, and it was all one, but now it's separate. It's not a very happy cover, is it? No. It shows a... It was to raise money. So he didn't do this for his own good. He did this for the betterment of others, George Harrison. Have you seen George Harrison live? Yeah. He's probably been to more concerts. Was he friendly? Or was he kind of...
His voice was gone.
Well, without further ado, I probably haven't heard this since 1971. I don't think it's a smash hit. I mean, do they play this on like normal... classic rock rotation? No. So, here we go. Did you bring up the John Lennon? You didn't. What was the name of that song?
It was about Ireland.
Ireland. It's just called Ireland?
Luck of the Irish.
The Luck of the Irish. Or the Paul McCartney one. What was that one called?
Give Ireland Back to the Irish.
Give Ireland Back to the Irish. See, you may not have ever heard. You can hear his show Monday nights from 10 to 12, and he if you call up, he might play this, but he has to search through his 45 collection, which he did pretty good. You found this, and you knew exactly where it was. So, without further ado, the shadow in the sky is a vulture, a fat one. Dhaka, East Pakistan. I've been to Dhaka. I've touched Dhaka. I didn't really walk around in Dhaka, but I got to breathe the air and touch the ground. Does that count?
My friend came to me, sadness in his eyes, told me that he wanted help before his country dies. Although I couldn't feel the pain, I knew I had to try. Now I'm asking all you help us save some.
March 26th, 1970, Mo was there. You were at this concert, right? Oh, he didn't go to this. Thanks again, Mo, for bringing this up.